We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Kuf Tzadi Gimel. We left off last night in the middle of Sif Beis. Page Tzadi Zayin, about to turn on to page 194. Let's review what we saw in Sif Beis. We said, Afilu lo hukpu mitchilo kulan lechol yachad, even if from the beginning of the Suda they didn't establish themselves to eat together. Ela shashnaim kavu v'achakach bo ha-shlishi v'kava imahim. Rather, two started off together and one joined later. O she'echa kava tchilo v'achakach kavu ha-shnaim imo, or one started by himself and two joined later. Einam rashoim lecholek, they cannot split up. Kevan she'em kvuim yachad b'gmar ha-achilo. Since they finished the Suda together, they are bound together for a zimun. U'mikol makom im yochal imahim below keva rashoim lecholek. However, if they did eat together, but not with a kviyas, then they are allowed to split up. Elohim kein hu shamish, unless the one who is joining them is a shamish. U'mikom makom, says the Rama, afilu kol makom she rashon l'chalek, even in all places where you are allowed to split up, adif tfei l'zamin mishun de berov am hajas melech. It's better to have a zimun because of berov am. So we'll pick up in the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Yutes. We said even if they didn't start the Suda together, but they joined together afterwards and they were together b'gemar ha'achila, they're locked into a zimun. Says the Mishnah Berurah, chal alayu chova zimun al yidei ze she'ochul u'basof b'yachad. That is chal on them a zimun because they ended their Suda together. U'mashma mizetz, mashma from here says the Mishnah Berurah, ha'im lo gamru gam sof achila b'yachad. If they didn't start together and they also didn't end together, for example, one came to join two people after they already started eating. The gam gamru su'udas and shalobas van echa. They also completed their suda at different times. O san shegamru mikodem, those who finish the suda first, rashoim levarach b'fnei atzman. They're allowed to bench on their own. The alko ponim haschola ugemar be'in b'yachad. To lock you into a zimun, you have to have a haschola or a gemar together. If the ones who finished early waited around after they finished eating, and they didn't yet bench until the third one already finished eating, then they are chayav to make a mezumin, and they can't split up. Even though they didn't actually finish eating together, so long that the ones who finished earlier, if more food that they find gishmak would have been brought to them, they would have eaten more, so that considers it as if they're still eating, and it's kamo gamru biyachad deininanlei, and we judge them as if they finished together, since the first ones didn't bench till the last one finished, and they would still be willing to eat more food during that time. It's considered they finished together. Ukehenai dereish simin kuv tzadi zayin ayin shalom, like we'll see shortly in the beginning of simin kuv tzadi zayin. Now there is a note over here that I'd like to point out, note number 20, which is in the back of the Sefer on page 36. We said they have to either have the beginning of the Suda together or the end of the Suda together to be locked in. What exactly constitutes the beginning of the Suda? U'begeder ha'scholah su'udah kosov ha'shulchan aruch l'halom. We'll see in the Shulchan aruch Amir Tashem today. In Sifdalu, that what's considered the beginning of a Suda? Sheshlosha sheyoshvu lechol u'berchu birchas ha'motzi. Three sat together and made ha'motzi together at the same time. Afilu lo ochlu kezayis. Even if they didn't yet eat a kezayis, Einam Rashoim L'chalek. It's a chiddush that even if they didn't eat a kezayis yet, they're not even chayv and benching. But they started the hamotzi together, it already locks them into a zimun for when they eat the kezayis. That's the mechaber. Achein le'inyan shnayim she'eschilu lechol v'yachagah bo ha'shlishi. But in terms of two who started eating and then the third one joined them, medivri atosas bereish perek shlosha she'achlu mashma she'tolu yadover ba'achilas ha'kezayis ha'rishom. When one is joining the other two that are eating, it's mashma and tosas that it's talui in whether they finish their first kezayis or not. V'lochein therefore, im hubo la'achas she'ashnayim ha'rishonim kvar ochlu kezayis, so the third person comes after they already ate their kezayis, eino mitzarif imo, and then he's not mitzarif with them. Unless, of course, they extend their suda and they finish at the same time, and then shechayavim b'zimun. The chayin das Rav Yoshev as well, that it has to be, if the third one is joining them, that he joins while they're still in the middle of the first kezayis, to be locked into the beginning of the suda together. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, we're in Sivkot on Chaf. We said in the Mechaber that still, mikom mokom im yochal imohem below keva rashon l'chalik. But if they eat together, but without a kviyas, they're allowed to split up. Says the Mishnah Berurah, hu kimo avol. This mikom mokom is like saying but. But if they ate together without a kviyas, the kodmach of alef hainu, shalo ochlu bederech keva b'yeshiva v'al shulchan echa. They didn't eat in a kviyas, they could wait together, sitting together by one table. V'afilu hischilu lecho b'shlosha mitchilas asuda v'atsofa. Even if there were three of them there together from the beginning to end, but they weren't there bederech kviyas, so that does not bind them together. We said unless the one who's not the kfiyas with them is the shamish sifkad chabeish shederach achilasa below yeshivas keva. That's the way he eats. His way of achila normally is without sitting down in a kfiyastic way. Lakachu mitzdar b'chol gavni, and therefore the waiter is mitzdarev even if he's not sitting down, since that's his normal way. Sifkad nochal gimel is going on the Ramah. The Ramah said that mikomakom, even when you're allowed to split it up, it's better to make a mezuman because of berov am. Says the Mishabura, Hainu Sha'ochlu Ashlosha Belokfias, a case where three people ate together but they were not Koveya together. The Chain Be'esrim or Beshisha, so do if you have 20 or you have 6. Afshal Pidin Rasham Lechalak, even though, like we learned earlier, Al Pidin, the 20 could split 10 and 10, the 6 could split 3 and 3, and the 3 don't have to eat together, don't have to bench together since they were not Koveya together. Mikomakom Odiv Tvei Shalol Lechalak, it is better not to split up, and it's better to make a Mezumah together. However, the Mishabura says in Sifkan Chavdalad, as we turn to page 194, I am the Magen Avraham Shehiksha. The Magen Avraham asks on this Ramah, the Meharbe Poskim Mashma de Inyan Shlosha Sha'achlu Below Keva de Ein Echad Yachol Lahotzi Chadeh Abibrechas HaMazom. It's Mashma for many Poskim that when it comes to three people that ate together without a kvias, that one is not allowed to be motzi the others in Brechas HaMazom. Umimela Gamla Inyan Zimun Ein Rishayim. And therefore, if you can't be motzi someone else in Brechas HaMazom, then you can't join together for a Zimun either. The Ayin Shom Sheherich Bazeh. Look there where he speaks at length about this. The after yesh eza achronim shadochu rayosel inyan zimun, and even though there are those achronim who push off his raya from zimun, mikomakom yosem mistaber kedvarov. It's more logical, like the Magen Avraham is saying, that if you can't be motzi someone in benching, you can't make them in zimun together. V'chein beprim megodam kasav gamkein de mamakom shein echad yochol hotzi chavav berachas mazom. So to write the prim megodam in a place where one cannot pater his friends in benching, im yicholim leitzarif inyan zimun tzarachin lemaisa, to be able to pater them in zimun when you can't pater them in benching, that already needs investigation of Maisa. Umisayim, and he ends off the Ba'asara Shi'esh Haskaras Hashem, that when it comes to 10 people where you're actually going to bench the Zima with Hashem's name, Efshar the Asr L'Kuyam, it could be there, it's Asr according to everyone, L'Zamein B'ein Chayavin, to make a Zima where you're not Mechuyav, because then there's a tzad of saying Hashem's name in vain. V'chein Mashma B'chayodam Klal Memches Din Zayin. So that which the Ramah says over here, that if you're not the kviyas together, you could still bench a zimun together. It's certainly not pasha, it says the chayodim, when it comes to 10, because then there's a chash of shem shem'an levatala. But even by 3, it's not so pasha. If you can't be motzi someone in the benching, it's not so pasha to be motzi him in the zimun. If you look at note number 22, he points out, uba'ofen she'echad ochal im shnayim b'kviyas. In a scenario, which is a very probable scenario, that one joined together with another two people and they ate b'kviyas. They just didn't start and end together, but the mamish were sitting together at the suda. So Shlomo Zalman says, "Shenirish afa Magen Avraham yoda sherashoyim lezamin." That it appears that even according to the Magen Avraham, he would admit that they would be allowed to make a zimun. Shekem b'shulchan aruch lekamon mevur shafilu im echad ochel yerek o shosa im shnayim. Even if one's only eating vegetables or he's drinking with the other two, mitzarif im moim lezimun, he's still able to join together with the zimun. The kol shekem kan shashlishi ochel pas. Certainly over here, where he actually ate the suda together with them and he was koveya with them. The raklo hislo v'saim im moim shiuchel lezamin ito. Certainly, like a bench together, make a zimun, even though they didn't start or end together because they were koveya together. And certainly if you're only talking again about a zimun of 3, so there's no chash of a shem shamayim problem. Let's see the Mechaber Vayta now in Sif Gimel, the top line on 194. Im hayu rochlin v'amru nochal, if they were riding together on animals and they said, let's eat. Afal pisha kol echad ochel mikikaro, even though each one is eating from his own loaf of bread, v'lo yardu meha behemos, and they don't go down from their animals, mitzarf, and they still could join together, kevan sha'omdu b'makom echad, since they stood, meaning they stood still, they stopped their animals in one place, even though eating their own loaves, and they didn't get off their animals, that's considered a kvias. Avo. Im hayu hochim v'ochlim lo, but if they were eating while they were traveling on their animals, then they don't join together. V'im hayu ochlim v'asadim v'fuzarim v'furadim, if they were eating in a field, all scattered about, afal pi she'ochlim kulam b'sha'achas, even though they're all eating at the same time, u'mekikar echa, they're all sharing the same loaf of bread, kevan shelo kavu makom le'echol einam mitzarifin, since they were not koveya makom to eat, they are not mitzarif. Let's stop there and see the Mishnah Berurah, because the Ramah goes on a different topic. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Chav Hei, we said if they're riding on an animal and they say, let's eat, you know, they're eating from their own loaf and they don't go off the animals in Mitztarif because Lamaisa, they stopped in one place. Sif Zekul Shono Mamish Muval El Basiman Kuv Samal Zayan Sif Yabez. We have the exact same Sif earlier by the halachas of Hamotzi, El Desha Mairi Inyan Hamotzi, Ubirchas They were talking about being motzi others in the first bracha of hamotzi. The same din of potable places. We explained in great detail in Mishabura there. Ayin Sham. But we said in the Mechaber, but if they were eating while they were walking, then they're not mitzaref. Says the Mishabura, Ubi Yoshvim Ba'agola. Va'ochlim b'yachad, if they were sitting on a wagon and they were eating together, k'sheim nosim, while they were traveling, ayim mesimei kuf samach zayin as well, mashikasavti b'sheim ha-Magen Avram, shemestapik b'zeh. The Magen Avram was mesupik if they were traveling in a wagon and eating while they were traveling, if they are mitztarif. Let's just finish the Mishabur, then we'll see a lengthy note that's very lemaisa. U'b'chai odom echriya debazet. The chai odom comes out in this case, v'chein b'kol mokom sheish safik, and so too, any case where there's a safik, similar to what we just had before from the Chai Odom, Bishloshe Yizamnu, when you have three, then you should make a mezumen. Avol ba'asora yesh lochush la'askoras Hashem levatola. But when it comes to ten, then you already have to be worried about the Shem levatola. U'mikomokom nearly the Yizamnu below Shem, but even if you have ten, and there's a risk of Shem levatola, so you shouldn't be mezumen with the Shem Hashem, but you should still be mezumen without the Shem Hashem. Da b'di'eved yotza ba'asora afim lo hiskar Hashem. Because b'di'eved you are yotze yazimu with ten people, even if you don't mention Hashem's name. So therefore, you should always make the mezumen if you're mesupuk, just you shouldn't say the Shem Hashem when there's ten people, but you would still have a mezumen, like we learned earlier, b'sov simen kuf tzadi beis. Now let's look at note 24, where he goes into great detail about this suffix of the Magen Avram, that you're traveling together in a wagon, if that's considered, and you're eating at the same time while you're traveling, if that considers a kvias for zimun or not. Aval ha'ochlin basvina, says note 24, but if you're traveling on a boat, we learned earlier, le'inim birchas ha'motzi she'poshet she'afl Magen Avram, it's arfin she'kvias gemurhi. Traveling on a boat was poshet le'gabi the birchas ha'motzi, which we're equating over here for the zimun, that you are mitztarif as a full kvias. V'chein kosov aruch ha'shulchan le'inyaneinu, and so too writes aruch ha'shulchan. What is the chiluk between traveling in a wagon and traveling on a boat? So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, Shesvina eina chashuva kemalachas. A boat is not considered as if it is moving. Ela hamayim holchim tachteha v'hi nochal la'olam al osam mayim. It's the water that's traveling. The boat keeps staying in the same place. The water is traveling and the boat is going along with the water. And therefore, you're not really traveling on the boat. Masha'en came ba'agolo, which is not the case on the wagon. The ground is not moving with you. You are moving on the ground, and therefore the only suffix is by the wagon, where the wagon is traveling. Since the boat is not traveling, the boat is considered stationary. It's pashut that a boat is more of a kvias. Va'pi chiluk zeh kosa b'shalas and shuvas or letzion v'chein das Rav Vosner sheish hevdo bein ha'ochlin b'mechones or ba'otobus. There's a chiluk between eating in a car or a bus. La'ochlim b'matos and eating on a plane. Sha'ochlim b'mechones or ba'otobus yizamna below askara shem kagola. There we have to be cautious because that's real traveling, like a wagon traveling in a car or a bus. You wouldn't do it with a shem Hashem. Ma'she'enkin ha'ochlim b'matos, but ma'she'enkin if you're eating on a plane, mitzarfin gam la'asara. There you can mitzarf even the bench with Hashem's name with 10 people. Mi'achashu kavua v'aruach dochfaso v'domel asvina, because the airplane is not really moving. The airplane is stationary in the air, and the air is moving. Just like the boat is stationary in the water, and the water is moving. Okay, achein. However, hayoshin lecho berakeves, those who are sitting and eating on a train, sheyesh bo shulchanos, they have tables, umakum meruvach lecho, they have plenty of room to eat a suda. So the Birchas Abayis writes, and the Mukeh ha'orachayim, shebevadai mitzarif, and if for sure you join together, mishim shenechshav la'achila kavua kebesvina. That's like an achila kavua, like a boat. Ukidina Yoshvim Babayas, it's like sitting in your house. So far we have a boat, a train, and a plane. Those are all okay for a zimun. Omnam, here we have a little change. Omnam b'murik tzio kosov. Rav Yaakov Emden writes, Shakol toli b'shkitas nisiasim. It all goes by how relaxing the trip is. Bein bayom, bein bayabosho, whether you're at sea or you're on the ground. Ki achar kavona salev hein advarim. It's all totally in the kavona that you can have. She ba'agola hamisnad nedes. A wagon that is moving, v'ofanea marishim, and the wheels are making a lot of noise. Shekosha l'chavin daitin l'shmiya. It's very hard to focus and to hear what you're hearing. V'chein b'svina k'shiyesh ruach sara. If you're on a boat and there's a storm and it's very noisy, then ein mitzarfin l'zimun. It's hard to concentrate, hard to join together. Okay, she'ain sarah, but if you're on a boat and there's no storm, she'yoshvin she'ketim, and you're sitting quietly in your cabin, then mitzdar from the zimun, and you can't join together in a zimun. Ve'al pis varazu kosav ha'beis baruch on the chai odom, she'anosim v'rakeves o b'mechones, if one's traveling on a train or a car, the koshikin atasim b'matos, soon if you're on a plane, mitzdar from the zimun. According to this, traveling in a nice car that's a smooth ride, you would be mitzdar, you could hear very well. The chain das for shayim b'kshem mitzdarfen, that you are in fact mitzdarf in a car. Kedin ayoshim v'sina, just like a boat. Velo istapku elo ba'gola harasuma l'susim. And the only suffix that the Magen Avraham really had was a case of a wagon that's being drawn by horses, and that's very noisy, and that's very distracting. And in that case, that's where you had a suffix. But if you're going in a quiet car where the windows are closed and you have a smooth traveling, that would be no different than going on a plane or going on a boat, and that would be okay for joining together for a zimun. But it's pashit if you are eating when the wagon is stationary, the Rotsion right, Shavadim Mistarfin Yachad, Vachemashim, then of course you can be mitzdar if the whole chash that you're traveling, if you're not traveling, you're just in the wagon, that would certainly be okay for a zimun. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sivkaton Chav Zayin. So this is going, let's first see the Ramah. It's going on the Ramah. The Ramah writes, back in the fourth line on 194 on top, Haminog shelo lezamen beis ove kochav, and the minog is not to make a mezumen in the house of a goy. V'niru liatam, says the Ramah, it appears to me the reason is mishum de lo yuchlu likboa atzma beis ove kochav, mishum yiras ha ove kochav. They can't really be koveya themselves in the house of the ove kochav because of their fear of the ove kochav. V'avi ki'ilu ochlu b'lo kev, and therefore they're not settled enough to eat pekvias. So it's ki'ilu they didn't eat pekvias. V'od, and furthermore, v'yesh lochosh l'sakana, there's also possibly a danger in yeshanu benusach habrocha v'lo yomru arachmanu yivarach b'albayis hazeh. We're concerned if you don't say the bracha of the Balbayis, and the guy is familiar with the normal way of benching that you bless the Balbayis, and you don't do it for him, it could potentially be dangerous. Therefore, we assume the Sam Das is that they were not kovea themselves. They had a mind to eat separately. They didn't want to be kovea. They didn't want to be locked in to the bracha on the Balbayis. V'lochein, since that is a minog, ein l'shanos ha-minog, one should not change from the minog, not to make a mezumen in a base of a kochavim. V'af im lo hayu tamim elu maspikim, even if these reasons are not enough, mikomoko mi'acha dekfar nogu, kach, have ki'u lo kovu atzman biyachad. Since l'maisa, that is the minog, not to make a zimun there, that itself makes it ki'ilu, you will not kovea yourselves together, and you will not be chayv and zimun. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkaton Chav Zayin. Shalom Zamin, Hachronim Cholkum Azeh, the Hachronim argue on this Ramah. And they say, Ukayom HaMinog Shemazamnim, and nowadays the Minog is to make a mezumen in the house of an Ovek HaChavim. Ubaharachaman Omrim, when it comes to the Harachaman of the Balbayas, you don't say of the Balbayas, rather you say as follows. Harachaman Hu Yishlach Lano Barocha Meruba Bahalichosenu B'Yeshivasenu Ad Olam. And therefore you're saying a harachamon, but you're not actually giving a bracha to the Balbayas. And not only that, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'nucha lomer, you could even say a harachamon who yivarach as Balbayas has said. You could even say those words. But v'koy abal ha-suda. But that would be going to abal ha-suda, the yid who's supplying the suda, who's making the suda in the house of the guy, and therefore it would be okay. Umikol shekenim kol echad ochel mishalo. Certainly, if everyone's eating from his own food, sha'oz afilu bebeis Yisrael omrim harachamon who yivarach osanu. Because if everyone has their own food, you're not eating from the Balbayis, and then even in the Beis Yisrael, everyone says, Harachonu Yivarach Osanu, and you make the bracha for everyone. V'im ochlim b'malon b'yom derach arai, and if you're eating in a hotel during the day, in a derach arai, the Beis Ovek HaChavim, the Goyish Hotel, efshir de'ein ze kviyas, it could be, since it's just during the day, you're coming and going, that's not a kviyas v'ein mezamin. Even according to our minute, that you are mezamin in the Beis Ovek HaChavim, in such a way where you're just coming and going, you're not koveya, there wouldn't be a zimun over there. V'tov shlo yikbu ashloshten yacha v'yetzim de'safek, but to avoid any sveikas, better for the three people not to be sitting together, so there is no chash of a chi of zimun at all. There is a very important note over here, a very interesting note, and that is note number 27. In terms of people who are eating in a restaurant or they're eating in a hotel, Rav Yoshev says, they should say the special harachaman for the balabayas. Even though they're paying for their meal, they should say that tefillah the rachman for the balabayas. Shekein in balabayas lohaya meichin lemes asuda, because lemaisa the balabayas wasn't preparing the suda for them. Lohayu ochlam achila zo, they wouldn't be eating this food. The kasbam lohaya masbi osav, their money wouldn't fill them up. They need food lemaisa, and this nice owner of the restaurant is supplying you the place to eat, or the owner of the hotel, and therefore it is appropriate to make the harachamon for the Baal Bayis, even though you are paying for the food. However, omnom, lagabi habrocha hamiyuchedesh shemavarech haoreach al Baal Bayis, but for the special birchas haoreach that we say of yihiratzon shelo yevosh Baal Bayis hazeh, mavur lekamon shemeshalim al seudoso einu mavarcha. That if you're paying for your meal, you don't say that special bracha. That's only if you're eating from someone else's food, then you say that special yihiratzon. But the rachman that we say for the Baal Bayis hazeh, that you say even in a case where you are paying for the food. That's an important point to note. That's a good question. We had this once in one of the notes.
Is that maybe why this Ramah is here? Is he going on any part of the Mechaber? Is anything he has saying?
Well, the Mechaber is not discussing those exact cases. I think he's just going and traveling. When you're traveling, you stop off at the base of Gachavim. I assume we'll get to it soon in the notes about saying the Birchas Oreach when you are on a boat, on a neutral ground. So if you say it, or if you're in yeshiva, we did have it once. I don't remember exactly where it was. We had a whole lengthy discourse in the notes. I don't remember. I'll try to remember where it was. Yeah, let's finish up. Let's see Sif Dalet. But in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll get back to that question. Sif Dalet, Shlosha Sheyoshvu Lecho. Three people that sat down to eat, Uberchu Birchas Hamotzi, and they made the Bracha of Hamotzi, Afilu Kol Echad Ochel Mikikaru, even if each person is eating from his own loaf of bread, Vafilu Lo Ochel Adayin Kezayis Pas, even if they didn't yet eat a Kezayis of bread, Einam Rashoim Lechalek, they are not allowed to split up. This we actually just saw in note number 20 in the beginning of the Shir, the Mechaber over here that says, what is considered the beginning of a Suda that's Koveyu together that makes you not be able to split up? And the Mechaber says that three that sat together and they made a Bracha of Hamotzi, even if they're eating from their own loaf, even if they didn't yet eat a kezayis, and like we pointed out, they're not even chayven benching yet, still they're locked into a zimun for when they then eat the kezayis, they will not be allowed to split up, and they're locked into a chi of zimun. The Mishaburu says in Sefkaton Chavches, Einam Rashoim L'chalek, they are not allowed to split up. Hainu Afilu Rotze Ligmor Sudaso Kodem Shigmur Acherim. Even if one wants to finish his Suda before the others finish, he's not allowed to do that, so just finish and bench and leave. Kevan Shachiv Shel Zimun Chal Kfar Olov Behascholas Achilo Shelo. Since already the Chiv Zimun started when they started eating, so he's locked in like we saw before. The Chiv Zimun could either come at the beginning of the Suda when you start eating together, or the end of the Zimun when you finish eating together, and therefore once you start eating together, which is even before the first kezayis is done, you made hamotzi together, you're already locked in, you can't just finish a suda and pack out, you're locked into the zimun, and you have to wait for everyone to finish eating and make a mezumen. We will stop here, and in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow night, we'll pick up with Sif Hey.